Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Iraqi forces continue to fight remaining Islamic State militants in Mosul, even as officials celebrate victory there. Former U.S. Ambassador and Washington Institute for Near East Policy scholar James Jeffrey.
I'm sure there are still individual ISIS soldiers floating around in Mosul or close to it. And certainly there are stay-behind people and essentially folks who are going to do terrorist things. But all in all, Mosul has been liberated.
Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi went to Mosul to congratulate the armed forces on their success. A U.S.-Russia brokered ceasefire in southwestern Syria is the first peacemaking effort in the Syrian civil war by President Trump. VOA asked Trinity University Middle East scholar David Lesh if this is a diplomatic breakthrough.
I would not consider it a diplomatic breakthrough. It's encouraging if it's followed up with workable details and an agreement that actually works and maybe something that is transferred to other parts of the country. It seems to me that Putin and Trump in their meeting in Europe were eager to show something out of the meeting, and this seems to be it.
In that meeting on the sidelines of the G20 summit in Germany, Mr. Trump says he strongly pressed President Putin about Russia's meddling in last year's U.S. election, and it was now time to work constructively with Moscow. President Trump's son, Donald Jr., says he met with Kremlin-linked lawyers shortly after his father clinched the Republican nomination, hoping to get information helpful to the campaign. The White House sought to downplay the contact. Special counsel and some congressional committees investigating any connection between the Trump team and Moscow. This is VOA News. At least 9 people were killed, 25 others injured when a tourist bus flipped on its side, plunged off of a cliff in Peru late Sunday. 50 passengers, including children, were on board, and media reports saying at least 2 children are among the dead. Passengers from Canada and Chile are thought to be among those injured. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has marked the anniversary of last year's failed coup in Turkey, praising the courage of the Turkish people in defending democracy. He spoke in Istanbul after meeting with Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko in Kyiv. Tillerson said the U.S. has told Russia it must take the first steps to de-escalate violence in eastern Ukraine. He detailed how the U.S. would like to help move things forward.
We are going to be exploring ways to change the status quo because continuing to leave things the way they are is simply not acceptable. So we have to reinvigorate these talks to move them forward. And that is the purpose of our engagement and the purpose of Ambassador Volker's appointment. So we're hopeful that we can change this dynamic and begin to make progress.
Tillerson has named former U.S. Ambassador to NATO, Kurt Volker, to serve as special representative for Ukraine negotiations. States will step up pressure on China to support sanctions against North Korea in the wake of Pyongyang's recent missile launch. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, said while the United States wants to avoid conflict, it is committed to halting North Korea's nuclear drive. China has expressed its condemnation of the recent North Korean missile launch. French President Emmanuel Macron and Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull met in Paris to celebrate a multi-billion-dollar deal between the two countries to build Australian submarines in France. Turnbull remembered the long-standing relationship between Australia and France and cited Australian efforts in France during World War I.
This is the largest and most ambitious military project in Australia's history. And it is a matter of great moment, historical moment, that 100 years on from those shared sacrifices, from that alliance, when men from Australia came to the other end of the world to fight for freedom.
Macron said the submarine deal with Australia was an honor for the French industry. 5.9 magnitude earthquake hitting central Philippines today, a region still recovering from last week's earthquake, 6.5 on Thursday, that left 2 people dead and 72 others injured. Get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.